Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. Andy Goss is our guest. He's the author of The Secret World of Money. Also, Uncle Sam Cooks, the books, the publisher of The World of Money newsletter. Now it's third decade. Andy, tell folks how they can find you online, you and your organization, your numismatics. Folks, he's one of the top numismatics experts in the world. He's a coin expert. Go ahead and tell us how to find you.
Yeah, only the U.S. coins, right? There's so many countries, so many coins. I'm only good with stuff struck by the United States, so I guess that makes me a nationalist, too.
Yeah, hey, wait, that's a trigger. That's a trigger. You can't have that. I can't allow that on the show.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry. 800-468-2646. If you mention Jim Blasingame, I have three audio CDs, one on the Fed, one on the definition of money, one on protecting your wealth. You can have all three free. I'll even pay the postage. Call me at 800-468-2646.
And folks, I've heard from people who've done that, and they contacted me and said, "Wow, what they sent me was amazing." I mean, opened their eyes, really educated. So I encourage you to do that. Give us the number one more time. I want people to take advantage of this.
800-468-2646. Again, mention Jim Blasingame.
Yeah,
no one will be looking for
you. Or that crazy radio guy, if you forget my name. But the other thing is, if I remember correctly, they'll actually talk to a real person when the phone answers.
Well, that's true. That's one of your small business things, isn't it? You know,
absolutely.
No, we don't do the switchboard. We don't do the enter your own information.
Yeah,
just
call
the number.
Get right to a human being. Yeah, so check it out.
Yeah.
So, Andy, we're on the FedWatch show, and out here on Main Street, as I told you earlier, nobody's upset about the interest rate because we're just glad to be able to, for the economy to be growing enough. Now, we've now burned through, for the most part, because we deleveraged during the lost decade, we didn't borrow money. We paid off a lot of stuff. Our balance sheets got better. Our cash flow got better. Those who survived were in better financial shape. Probably than the small business sector is probably in better condition than ever in the history of the country. That was one of the weird ironies of the lost decade. So now, though, the economy's grown enough over a period of time to cause us to burn through our own nest egg, so to speak, our reserves, our retained earnings. So now small business owners are starting to borrow again a little bit. We don't mind prime plus three when prime is at three. So that's just six. We can either do 7 or 8% and still make a profit on that kind of money. We've been doing it for years. But what we're worried about is that the rates are going to go so high that it's going to cause the stock market to crash. And even though the stock market is disconnected almost from the Main Street economy, it'll cause the Main Street economy to go into a recession. That's what worries us.
And it should. I mean, because this is really what the Fed is focused on as well. When such a large portion of stock trades involve borrowing the money to buy the stock, they want to cool that off because it's like a snowball rolling downhill. You borrow money, you buy stock. The buying of the stock makes the stock go up, and so you borrow more and buy more. It's a vicious circle. So from their view, they need to slow that down because it's unnatural, and they figure that the best way to do that is to raise interest rates.
But they're not that good. They're not that good at this, though, are they? I mean, they're not that good.
No,
they don't have the micro dial to make this happen in a safe way, do they?
No, they don't. Look at soft landings over the last 70 years. We haven't had any. They always overshoot, and it's always dangerous. So I think they're moving too fast. I really do. And I think Mr. Trump believes the same thing, and many of his advisors do as well. Now, I don't know if you noticed when the minutes came out, they were going to they changed the language a little bit. They said, the committee expects that further gradual increases in the target range for federal funds will be consistent with sustained expansion. They put the word some, that's new, and adjustment instead of increase. So I think they may be waking up to the fact that they might have to tap the brakes and not make that fourth increase this year, and maybe not make four next year, but only two or three. But the glide path is clearly up.
Do you think
you're betting interest rates are going to
Do you think the Democrats taking the House? I mean, there was actually a little bit of a surge yesterday at the stock market. But do you think was that baked into the market? You think, or do you think over the next few months, if the Democrats overplay their hand, could that be detrimental to the market and ultimately the economy?
Well, it certainly could be if they don't engage in the nation's business and instead go on an investigathon. You know, that could hamper things. But it's funny, some folks I speak to say, well, hey, if they're busy doing that, then they won't be passing any new regulations.
Gridlock is not good, not bad, is it? Gridlock is not a bad thing.
No, that's what I hear. But I'm not, obviously. The nation has too many problems to be fighting. I want to see them. Let's get a handle on spending. When we run a $1.35 trillion budget deficit,
yep,
on top of the refunding needs, it's just a drain on the economy. And if the Fed does its knee-jerk thing and says, okay, we're going to stop pulling money out of circulation and start putting more back in, well, then the inflation monster is going to come again, which, incidentally, I think it's already here.
Yeah.
Every mainstream business I see says help wanted.
Right.
It's the tightest labor market we've
had.
There's
no question about it.
And so that's going to drive wages up, which will drive inflation.
Andy, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time.
Yeah, no, the phone number, 800-468-2646. If you want to read my work, you can do so at Andy, AndyGause.com.
Andy,
there's a lot of it there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.